Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship Friday Night Home Fellowship. We want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join us now as we begin our message.
You, God. Woo, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, God is good. Amen. Is God good? Yes, He is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we are so blessed this evening. And without any further ado, I'm going to introduce our first speaker. And we go way back. Way back. We go way back. Those of you who came out Wednesday night, I shared just a little tidbit on when Brother G got saved. He got saved first in our family. And during that time, I was just a full-blown atheist. I tried to convince people there was no God. And God had to put me in check down the road. I had a paradigm change that night, though. Let me just say this. I shared it Wednesday. Let me just share this again. Back in the day, we would go down close to Ensenada, and we would party down there. You know, we had our three-wheelers on the beach. We used to call it Clam Beach, right? Past Rosarito, in that little vicinity out there. And we all gathered there. Brother G had just gotten saved, and he had his Bible with him, you know. And, you know, I would look at that, and I would... inside of me, I'd mock it, man. I was going, what's this? And so we were gathered around a fireplace there on the campsite, and, you know, a sea of Corona bottles everywhere, you know, and you know, the kind of life we lived. And G was steadfast with his Bible, you know, and I was with friends that I went to high school with. We were all down there. I was trying to convince everybody that there was no God. I said, the reason why man has a religion is man's fear of death. He believes that he needs to believe on something that he's hoping for. And so, you know, that's how ignorant I was, you know. And, you know, God winks at our ignorance, doesn't he? Well, anyways, I was kind of like also getting people high that night. And I had my little vial there, and I would go in the tent, go refill it, and then go and share it with those around the campsite. I won't go into any detail, but that's what I would do. And so I won't forget. I went in there. I had run out, and I went in there, and Sister Patsy came in, and she goes, V, don't come out of the tent no more. I go, why? Brother G wants to beat you up. Oh, for what? He goes, because you're telling everybody there's no God. I said, oh, so I stayed in the tent the rest of the night. But I had a paradigm change that night. You know, but here was the thing. I was like a little kid that when you tell a kid, sit down, but in their heart, they're standing up. Okay, well, I was in the tent, but I wanted to be outside. Okay, but years went by, and I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed that Brother G... now, how many years, Brother G? At least 20 years in the faith. And God is good. God is good. He was steadfast. Tonight, he's going to bring an encouraging word, and then we're follow up by Pastor T.A. And so let's receive Brother G by saying, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. How many were blessed tonight just by the food, man? You know what? If you guys don't mind, if you guys want to clap with me and thank everybody in appreciation for everybody who partook in preparing the food and bringing the food, man, it was a blessing.
Yes, sir.
It was such a blessing, man, such a blessing. I want to thank you personally, everybody who took the time to prepare the food or whoever bought the food or brought the food, man. It was such a blessing. I don't even feel like preaching tonight. I'm full. But anyway, I just want to thank the Lord, first of all, for saving me. Amen. saving, and no good nobody like me for saving me, and not only saving me, but for keeping me, for his keeping power upon my life, man, because how many know that we face trials every day?
Yes, sir.
Every day, man, we face trials, but glory be to God, man, that if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here today. And just to hit up on what Pastor Fee was sharing right now, I said, man, anybody in the right mind today, in the worldly right mind, wouldn't have been at a place where we went that night by yourself. I mean, you had to be crazy or something, because everybody there was part. It was like going into a neighborhood by yourself, something that I don't think any of us would do. But for some reason, you know, when God does something to your life, it doesn't care where you at.
That's right.
I didn't care where I was at, and I wasn't ashamed either. I knew they had Coke, and I knew they had beers, and I knew they had alcohol and everything else, but I just came with my Bible, and I was proud. I was happy, man. And you know, little did I know, I mean, he was probably the only one that God did that paradigm change on that night, you know, but I didn't go out empty-handed that night. Everybody say amen to that. Well, tonight, you know, as you all know, man, this is we're celebrating Thanksgiving here tonight. We kick off our holiday season, and Thanksgiving is usually the day that we started off with, man, and such a blessing. You know, I know Thanksgiving is a big word. The word thanks in that word, it's a big word. Giving, Thanksgiving. That word giving, man, it's just so big. It's not only like to give something, but that word can be stretched out into like gave or forgiven. You know, this is a time that I believe this is a time right now. It's unfortunate that we have to wait, you know, from one Thanksgiving to the next, that we can stop and reflect and look at things that we're grateful for and thankful for. It's a shame, you know, but today, you know, we as Christians, it should be our lifestyle. Amen. It should be our lifestyle, an everyday thing for us.
That's right.
And I know that we have a lot of things to be grateful for today. And as I'm sharing this message here tonight, I'll try to be quick. But as I'm sharing tonight, just if you can reflect in your own heart and just think of what God has done in this past year in your life, something that you can really, really be grateful for. I know there's one thing that stands out in my life today above everything else. And excuse me if I get emotional, but it's my salvation.
That's right.
It's my salvation. I am so grateful for my salvation today. Because if it wasn't for the plan, the perfect plan that God had orchestrated for us, we wouldn't be here today.
That's right.
We wouldn't be here today, and I am ever so grateful. If I'm grateful for anything, I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So tonight, if you I'm going to try to be real quick, and being that it's Thanksgiving, man, I put something together real quick and short, and if you want to title it, you can title it Having an Attitude of Gratitude. Mm-hmm. Having an Attitude of Gratitude, and like I said, as Christians, you know, today, that should be our lives. If anything, like I said, I'm so grateful, man, for God saving my life. I mean, if I don't get anything else in this world, I've been blessed with the best gift of all, and that's the gift of salvation. The word, I was talking about the word giving, gave, that he gave. He gave his only begotten son. Mm-hmm. He gave. And so today as we open up, and I'm going to open up in a word of scripture here tonight. If you got your Bibles, we've been studying the book of 1 Thessalonians with Pastor Free on Wednesday nights. God gave me a portion of scripture here. It's found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. You guys want to, if you got your Bibles, you want to turn there? I'll try not to be too long. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 18.
Amen.
Is everybody there? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Paul writes, Paul's writing to the Thessalonian church, and he writes, he says, in everything, he didn't say in some things, he says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen. And you got to personalize this. You got to take this person. This is God's will for us, that we would give thanks in everything. And like I said at the beginning, everything is a big word. It covers a vast majority of things.
Yes.
Everything is like all things. Everything.
Yes.
And so it could be something bad. It could be something good. It could be something small. It could be something big. It could be something painful. It could be something joyful.
Yes, sir.
But whatever it is, we are to give thanks in everything. Can I get an amen?
Yeah,
amen.
Give thanks.
But how many know that it's not always going to be a time in our lives that you're going to want to be thankful? You're gonna get word from a doctor at some point or another telling you that you have an ailment, a sickness, a disease, or something in your life. And it's not going to be like something that you want to be thankful for. Can I get an amen on that? You know, you might be at a place where you don't have a job right now. And it's like, man, how can I be thankful for that? You know, you're like, you know, I don't have a job right now. But the Bible clearly tells us, and he was direct when he said that. He says, Paul said, man, to be thankful in everything. And how many know that God can take a bad situation and use it for his good?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And we need to understand that. That God doesn't just use good things. You know what? People who have good things, a lot of things in their life, sometimes they're the hardest ones to get to come to know God or to draw them to the Lord. Why? Because they think it's them. They think that the reason they have everything, they think the reason that they got it going on is because of them.
Amen.
They're self-centered people.
Yes, sir. Right.
So they get to thinking, you know, but we serve such a good God that he will take an ugly situation that you might be going through right now in your life. A hopeless situation that you might be facing today. And he can take that situation in your life if you believe in him and you trust in him, and he can turn it around for his good.
Yes, sir.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, so like I said, you know what? Not everything is going to always go good. As a matter of fact, you know, we are going to be faced with a bunch of different struggles in our life. We're going to encounter a bunch of different circumstances, a bunch of different things that are going to happen in our lives. But one thing that we need to understand, that no matter what we find ourselves facing, we have to find a reason within our hearts to give thanks to the Lord.
Yes,
can I get an amen?
Amen.
See, we need to remind ourselves that having an attitude of gratitude is the very essence of us, of Christ being in us.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we are.
Yes,
as Christians. Now, somebody might not be a Christian here today, right now. But thank be to God that you have an opportunity after the service is over, man, to accept him in your life.
Amen.
Because I don't want you to be left out
with this
opportunity, with this joy that we have, this privilege that we have.
Okay,
but anyway, that's who we are. That's just who we are. I mean, there was times out in the world where I couldn't find nothing to be thankful for. Nothing at all. But today, even though we go through things in our lives, man, you know, I can rejoice and give thanks to the Lord? Because I know who he is. I know who he is, and I know what he can do. And we need to understand that tonight, man, that we serve an almighty God, that nothing is too big for him. Nothing is too far that his hand can't stretch out and take care of. There's nothing impossible for him.
That's right.
Amen.
Nothing. Now, I believe like Thanksgiving, like I said, it's the beginning. It's the time of the year where you can rekindle, man, your thoughts in your mind right now. Maybe you went. Let me share this. For me, it took a tragedy in my life, something awful in my life, to bring me to know God, to bring me to the foot of the cross.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Something that I, at that time, at the moment, I couldn't even see it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even see it. And as a matter of fact, as I was faced with that situation in my life, God was the furthest thing from me. As a matter of fact, I think I was even cursing God. Why was it him and not me? And it was just a hard thing for me to go through. But little did I know that it was God's perfect plan for my life. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it then, but God has showed me since I've received him as my Lord and Savior in my life, he has showed me, not only through his word, but in my spirit, mm-hmm. in my spirit, man, that because of who I was, that's what it was going to have to take to bring me to know him. He had to strip me of everything that I had, everything that was dear to me, everything that I thought that was dear to me, he had to take from my life. Amen. He took it from me, everything. You name everything that I had, that I wound up living on the streets of San Diego on my bike with my brim on, with the gun, with dope. Just living on the streets, just running from place to place, nothing. And it wasn't a good life, but that's where I was. Mm-hmm. But today I can honestly say that I am thankful. I'm thankful today because if it wasn't for that situation in my life, I don't think I would be standing here today. I would either be in prison or I would be dead. And I really feel that in my spirit. So I do have that attitude of gratitude. And so if someone here, if I'm speaking to somebody here tonight and you're going through something tonight, put your hope and your trust and your confidence in the Lord.
Yes.
You need to put listen from me, someone who's been there. I'm sure there's a lot of stories here tonight that God has used a tragic situation in your life to draw you closer to him. God knows what he's doing. God, you got to remember, God is the one who's made us all. And he knows. He knew I was a stone cold knucklehead. He knew what it was going to take to get me. I didn't see it, but he knew.
That's right.
It was his perfect plan that he had for my life. And I'm ever so grateful. And I will always be ever so grateful.
Yes, sir.
And I pray that he continues to give me this attitude of gratitude every day of my life. Not just today, Thanksgiving, or because we're entering into the holiday season. But no, it needs to be an attitude that we develop within us. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
An attitude. This is who we are.
Yes.
How are we going to tell somebody else about Jesus Christ, man, that he's able to do this and he's able to do that and that he delivered me from this and delivered that, if we're walking around, you know, with our heads down? Or we're walking around, you know, like we're defeated. We need to walk around, man, and you have to have some pep in your step, man. I mean, you need to be walking around like he's really done something in your life. People need to see that God has done something in your life so they would want to have what you have.
That's right.
They got to see it.
That's right.
They got to see it. See, in this verse of scripture, he's not giving us an option. Paul says that he's demanding that we give thanks in all things. Uh-huh. And if we don't do that, what's the opposite of not doing what God's word tells us? It's being straight up disobedient.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir.
And God cannot bless disobedience. Mm-hmm. See, this is something that our Lord, not only does he demand it, but he deserves it. If you think about the price that was paid on Calvary for one moment, mm-hmm. listen to me right now. Before we came to know Christ, we had a one-way ticket to hell.
Yes, sir.
And you need to understand that.
That's right.
Now, I don't know if any of you in here has been in jail or been locked up or prison or whatever, but I've tasted that in my life.
Amen.
And it's not a nice thing to know that when the judge says, well, you're getting this amount of time and there's nothing you can do, that's your sentence and you got to finish it out. Well, the sentence that we had was eternal damnation.
Whoa.
Eternal hell. Forever.
Yes.
And when you stop and think about what the plan that God had for our lives, that he gave, there's that word again, gave, to give. He gave his only begotten son.
Yes, sir.
He gave him for us, for you. He gave him for me. You can't help but to be thankful, to have gratitude in your heart for what he's done. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
See, his praise should be on our lips continually, daily. It should be who we are. Now, the opposite of having an attitude of gratitude is a person who is ungrateful. Mm-hmm. That person is a person who the Bible describes as one who has an unregenerate heart, a heart that hasn't been changed, a heart that is still in its sinful nature state. Condition. It hasn't been changed over. It hasn't been turned over. In other words, he's an ungodly person.
Yes.
He's an ungodly person. In the book of Romans, Paul writes here, if you want to turn your Bibles to the book of Romans, this is a very familiar verse of scripture. It's Romans 8.
Yes, sir.
And Paul kind of puts this this ungodly person on blast here. Are we there? Romans 8:28.
Yes,
he says, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, and their foolish hearts became darkened. They became darkened. How many of us, you know, that I don't know about you, but I know me back in the day growing up, you know, my mom and my dad always talked about the Lord at our house. We went to catechism. We made our communion. We made a confirmation. We did it all. And I thought I knew God. I thought I knew, but the life that I was living was totally opposite. It was totally opposite than what God had expected of us. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You know, and there may be someone in here tonight that's saying that they know the Lord. They really know the Lord. But your life. You have to look at your life. You can't just say it with your lips. You can't just say it with your lips, because there's many who say that today, that they know the Lord and, yeah, he's the Lord of my life. But if you look at their life, you look at the way they live, you look at the things they say, the things that they do, it's totally opposite. And what will happen is they'll become foolish at heart, and their hearts will become darkened, and all of a sudden they'll begin to do things their own way. And there will become a bitterness will develop within their hearts. Bitterness and bitterness will lead to ungratefulness. And so tonight, as I read that scripture, I think of myself. I think that it makes me think of where I was. But today, I am so grateful today that, you know, there was a time that even though I thought I knew him, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I was lost. Mm-hmm. But today I'm found.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. I was blind.
Yes, sir.
And today I could see.
Amen.
Today, man, I just there's so much gratitude in my heart today. Mm-hmm. Because he saved a wretch like me. There was a song that we sing the other night at the men's Bible study. I told Albert, we got to sing this song.
Mm-hmm.
Because it brings me back to a place. It brings me back to that place. It's Amazing Grace.
Mm.
The song was Amazing Grace. And I said, no, we don't need no music. I said, let's just sing it from the heart.
Mm.
And as we begin to sing from our heart, God began to break us in there.
Mm.
God began to break as God just brought me right back to that place of when I first lifted my hands. I told this guy, man, the last time I lifted my hands like that, I was under arrest. Not a good feeling.
Watch yourself, Brother G.
I was in custody. I was in custody. I surrendered. But today, I can lift him up again today and say, yes, yeah, I surrender again. And I'm in custody again. But I'm in custody of the Holy Ghost. Can I hear an amen? And I'm not ashamed to raise my hands today. Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. See, we need to constantly continue to give the Lord glory and honor and praise. You got to continue, you know, on a daily basis, even if you're at work and you're having a hard day, wherever you may find yourself during the day, you need to just take time to just know who God is and know who you are in Christ Jesus. That, yeah, no matter what you're going through, you can stop. You know, sometimes I'm at work, man, and I'm not feeling well, and I just stop. I'll put my lift over, my forklift over, and I'll just bow my head, and I'll just start thanking him. Lord, just thank God. At least I got a job, Lord. At least I'm here in my right mind, God. At least I know you, Lord, and that's all I need.
That's right. Yeah.
If I don't get anything else, I'm thankful for what he's given me. Yeah. And most of all, like I said, I'm thankful for my salvation.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Because he paid the price.
Yes.
He paid a debt that I couldn't pay.
Amen.
Come on.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
We all owed a debt that we couldn't pay. He paid it for us.
That's right. Amen.
Something that you need to be grateful for. Okay, now this scripture that we just read, I got another scripture that I want to read right now, and it's found in the book of, oh, wait a minute. I think I read the wrong scripture earlier. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry. I read the wrong scripture. Yeah.
It wasn't Romans.
Yeah, it was. I'm sorry. I had my, this scripture is the one that I wanted to read earlier, and I guess we already read it already.
Let's go ahead.
But anyway, let's read it again. Because what I want to bring out this scripture, it's Romans 8:28. I wanted to share this scripture because I believe that this scripture right here, mm-hmm. it's an umbrella scripture, if you will. In other words, everything that we go through our life is covered under this umbrella of this scripture, and I want you to read it with me. It says it like this. We know that all things, there it is again.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Not some things, not the small things, not the good things. It says all things. So all things, man, it's going underneath that umbrella. All things is underneath that umbrella. Work for together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
See, now we need to just understand, man, that the word all things and everything, it has the same meaning. It's everything, mm-hmm. not just the good, not just the bad, but everything. We need to believe that God is in sovereign control of all things within our life.
Yes, sir.
You need to believe that. You need to get that in our spirit. That no matter what we're going through, that's what sees me through the day.
Mm-hmm.
Is I know that my life is in his hands.
Yes.
He's in control of everything about me. You know, God allows us to live them out. But, you know, I believe that God, and this is me, I believe that God allows us to go through these things. You know what? It's during the darkest times in my life that I find myself drawing closer to him. Calling to him, clinging to him, seeking him. And sometimes God's going to use a situation like that in our lives. You know, God will use situations like that in our life to allow us to check ourselves.
That's right.
To look to see where we're at. And like, because how many know that, you know, through all the affairs of this life and everything that we face every day, we can get caught up and we can get lost in the mix and forget who he is. We forget to include him. We got to do things on our own. And we just got to have that attitude. You just got to have that attitude of gratitude. Now, you know, when I say that, that in all things, you know, even in the bad things, there's some of you right now who've probably, you know, wondering that about, well, you know what, Brother G? It's easy for you to say. It's easy to say, but you don't know what I'm going through, Brother G. You don't know what I'm feeling. You know, how can you praise God for, you know, at all things and, you know, doing this? You well, you might be asking me yourselves, you know, why? It's because, you know, I'll tell you why. Why we sometimes that we feel that you can't give him thanks during those times of struggle. It's because of our sinful nature. It's because of that sinful nature that's within that we are, you know, that wars within us. The Bible talks about in Romans 7. It talks about that spiritual war. It's about this flesh. Sometimes this flesh just don't want us to do what God wants us to do. It wants to do its own thing. But yes. I got 7 things here that I wrote down. And if you guys got a pencil, I want you to write them down. Because these are 7 things that I wrote down that I believe that would contribute or may even cause you or rob you from the joy of having that attitude of gratitude. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yes, sir. Man.
7 things. Then there might be a lot more than these 7. You might even, you know, like I said, as I'm reading them out, be thinking right now in your own heart, things that might be causing you to not want to have that attitude of gratitude. But one of the things that I put in, not necessarily in this order, but one of the things that I think that would cause us to rob us from that attitude of gratitude that we need to have for God is doubt. It's doubt. You doubt the character of God. You doubt that he really is who he says he is. You doubt. Mm-hmm. Because if you didn't doubt, you would be able to praise him through it all. Mm-hmm. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
You doubt him for his word, because in his word he encourages you, he tells you what you need to do. Mm-hmm. But you don't believe him for his word. There's a scripture in James 1:6. I won't read it now, but you could write it down, and it'll tell you what doubt does to you. James 1:6, if you want to go back and read there later on. The second thing I think that'll cause you to lose that heart of gratitude, that attitude of gratitude, is being selfish.
Yes, sir.
Or I want to do things my way. Mm-hmm. I want to do things the way I want them done. You know, I'm not really too content. I'm not really too happy the way God is working things out in my life right now. I think that things were a lot better before I started serving the Lord. Come on now. Come on. I've even heard people say, you know what? Things were a lot better out there when I was back out there. Selfishness. You want to be the one that's in charge. Mm-hmm. You want to be the one that's calling the shots all the time. You know what? A lot of times, I know as for me, my life turned out the way it did a lot of times because I used to hate to be told what to do. Mm-hmm. I could not stand being told what to do. I thought I knew it all. But that's why I thank God for the Christian rehab that was open during the time that I was lost and I was out there. Because God used that place in my life that I was able to just go there and cry out to God. And God was able to show me who I really was there, man. And I got to learn that, you know what, man? I wasn't the shot caller no more. You know, I had to put myself under the authority that God had placed under me there. And And for once in my life, I started listening to somebody. I started listening to somebody, and then all of a sudden I started seeing God. See, when you give yourself like that, when you say, God, you know, here I am, do as you will, let your will be done and not mine, God is able to come in now and do his thing. But when we continue to think, hey, I want to do it my way, I want to do it, you know, when I want to do it, you know, I can't wait on God's time, then that's just exactly what you're going to get. What you put in it. You're not including God. Mm-hmm. Being selfish. If you want to look for a scripture on being selfish, you can look at Philippians 2:4. One thing I forgot to share with you guys about the word everything and all things is there was one exception, and I want to make that clear. We are to give him thanks for everything except for your personal sin that you have. Are you listening to me? Because how many know that we all have some sin? Come on now. Everybody's hand should be going up. We all have some personal sin in our life. And those are the things that we shouldn't be thankful for. Those are the things that we need to bring before the Lord and ask him to help us. To change us, to take this sinful thing from us. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Another thing, and I think this is a sharp one that you guys might want to say ouch to, is worldliness. It's the love of the world. That'll keep you from having that attitude of gratitude. You know why? Because you want what everybody else wants.
Yes, sir.
You're going to want things that God doesn't want you to have. But because everybody else has them, you want them. Someone whose heart is filled with the pleasures of this world. They want to have all the pleasure that this world has to offer. All the prominence. These are 8 P's I'm going to lay down on you right now. The pleasures of this world. The prominence of this world. The popularity, if you will. Oh, it's about me. Oh, I got the latest this. I got the latest that. The prestige. Wanted it all. Things that the world, you want to be a people pleaser. You want the approval of people. You know what the Bible says about that? If that's what you want, then that's all you're going to get. Because you got nothing coming from me. And I'm just paraphrasing what he says. Places. Oh, I want to go here and I want to go there. And I want to go there. I want to go to that place and this place. The possessions. How about the material possessions that everybody wants to have it? And all of a sudden, those things become more important than the things of God. Mm-hmm. Am I speaking to somebody? I'm speaking to myself right now.
Amen. Oh. Amen. Come on. Help us, Jesus.
Everything that this world has to offer is passing away.
Yes.
It's passing away. Having a critical spirit. You know that when Jesus came and taught in the synagogues, and he would go and he would tell those that the religious folk that were all there, they would come in their long robes and everything, and they would sit at the front, and you know, they were honored by all the people and they were looked upon. And you know what them people were doing there? They were critics. That was their opportunity for the word of God to come into their heart and change their hearts.
Yes.
But they were trying to find things to find Jesus at fault. They were too critical. They were like, oh, wait a minute. he doesn't sound right. That's not what it said in the Old Testament. And they were just being critical. How many of you know that, that we can be the same way? I don't like the way that pastor preaches. His hair is too short.
Or the lack thereof.
Can I have it? I better be real careful with that one, Lord. Forgive me, Jesus. Yeah. Someone that's always negative. Yeah. You ever been around negative people, man? Man, it just kind of like just falls, jumps on you. All of a sudden, you negative with them. You right there with them, man. All of a sudden, that's you now. Yeah, I hear you, bro. I hear you, brother. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Or people with bad attitudes. You ever be around people with bad attitudes, too? Same thing. Those now, listen, everything I'm sharing with you, these are things that, you know, we have to look at ourselves, man. Are these things on me? Is this where I'm at? Is this why I'm not? I don't have that attitude of gratitude that that God deserves from me. Very prideful and very envious. For worldliness, I forgot to share a scripture with you. It's found in 1 John 2:15-17. That scripture goes down for worldliness. 1 John 2:15-17. And the scripture that I have for the having that critical spirit, that prideful spirit, that negative spirit, is found in James 3:14-15. The fifth thing that I wrote down is being impatient. I mean, we some impatient people. Come on now. I know I ain't the only one here, man. Sometimes, you know, you're out there praying and you're praying and you're praying and you're asking God for this and you ain't getting it, man. And all of a sudden you said, man, you know what, man? He's taking a little bit too long, man. I'm used to having things my way, man, you know, getting things when I want them. And we get that. We want God to work according to our schedule. It's like, man, come on, do we forget who he is? Yes, sir. We want that instant gratification. You know what I'm talking about. Instant. You just want that thing right away, man. We get mad, man, when you got to wait in the hamburger line for a few minutes, man. I've seen people talking to the microwave. Come on, hurry up, man. Hurry up.
Mama.
They don't like the process of having to wait, the process of change within their life. They want it right away. You know, sometimes, you know, that sometimes God, you know, has to take us through a process before he can get us to where he wants to take us. You know, he had to take the people of, when he delivered them from Egypt, he had to take them through a 40-year process through the wilderness. And still didn't get it. My. I got a scripture in Romans 2:5-6 for that, being impatient. Number six, we're almost there. Is spiritual coldness. You're freezing. You're spiritually frozen, if you will.
Yes, sir.
Spiritual coldness. Lukewarm. You know what the Bible says about being lukewarm? You can find that in Revelation 3:16-17. Revelation 3:16-17. See, when you have that spiritual coldness, you know what comes along with that? When you're spiritually dying, when you're spiritually frozen, you know, when you're frozen, you can't move. So that means you can't pick up your Bible to read it. You can't get down on your knees to pray because you're spiritually frozen.
Yes, sir.
You can't move. You can't lift up your hands to praise him because you're frozen.
Yes, sir.
You're cold.
Mama.
And the last one that I have, the seventh one that I have here, is just straight out rebellion for God. Straight out rebellion. That's what it is.
Yes, sir.
There's some ungrateful people that we have in this world. That you could give them anything, you can give them everything and anything, and they're still not happy. They're still not happy.
Mama.
Flat out ungrateful people. Jeremiah 5:23. You know, you guys, I think it's a perfect time, you know, just for us to reflect. I know that as I was sharing, as God gave me this, as I was even reading it myself, I was looking back and just thinking of the many things that I'm grateful for. You know, I know we all have a list. You know, when you're spending Thanksgiving, you know, I think it would be good to sit down with your family at the dinner table and just maybe go around and just have everybody just share a thought or two of what they're grateful for. And just let them know, man, you know, just give everybody an opportunity to just share, you know, what they're thankful and grateful for what God has done in their life. You know, I personally am so blessed. There's a few things. I'll just throw a couple of things out there. Number one, I mentioned it. Man, I am ever so grateful for my salvation. If you're saved today, you need to be grateful for that.
Yes, amen.
Because who else could have conjured up a perfect plan like that?
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Nobody.
A perfect plan like that, that, like I said, we were sitting on death row, waiting for our time.
Yes, sir.
Sitting there. I can say I'm grateful today for my difficulties, my trials, my testings that I'm going to go through. Why? Because I seen what he was able to do in my life through a tragedy that I wouldn't be standing here today if it wasn't for that tragedy. And I'm ever so grateful, God. Not that I lost my son, but when I think about losing my son, I can't help but think that he gave his son.
Yeah.
He gave him. He gave his son. And for that, I'm forever grateful.
Amen. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm grateful for the little church that we have.
Yes.
I can honestly say that. I've came from a big church.
Yes.
But I can honestly say that when me and my wife were looking for another church, we had some other leadership come in and we decided, you know what, maybe it's time to leave. And we were going around looking for church. And, you know, there's a lot of big churches out there. I'm not calling out no names or nothing. But there's a lot of churches out there that got a lot of people out there, got a lot of money. But that's all they got. You can get caught up in the numbers game in a big church like that. See, and when you draw closer to God, God is able to reveal a lot of stuff to you.
That's right.
Not that we would be a judgmental type of people, but that you would be a people of discernment, that the Spirit of God will lead you into all truth. And that's why it's so important that you stay connected with the Lord in prayer. Time of prayer and reading in your word is vital. It's vital. You need it.
That's right.
You need it. But we're grateful for our church. When my wife said, you know what? I like your brother Fee's church. And I'm like, oh, man. I was like, yeah. It is so, people are so friendly. Your brother is preaching the word of God there. And there's a closeness there. There's something about the church there. Amen. Listen, if you guys, I know not everyone goes to Amazing Grace, but if you're going to a church that is not teaching the full counsel, the full authority of God, then you need to find a church that is. Amen. Because it's vital. Anybody can have that feel-good message. They come a dime a dozen.
Yes, sir.
If they don't have script, if they're, you could take a scripture and take it out of context of its original meaning and put it somewhere over here and use it to extort people for, I'll just let that one go. But you need to be careful. And let me say this. There's a lot of good churches out there.
Yes.
That are teaching the word of God.
That's right.
And that's what we need. We need that. Not only am I thankful for my church. And like I said, as I'm just mentioning a few things, just search your heart right now. And start thinking what you're thankful for. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for the beautiful family that the Lord has given me. I thank you for my best friend and my partner, Stacy, my wife, wherever she's at. She's my homegirl. She's my road dog, man. I love that lady, man. I love my wife, man. I am so grateful for her and my children, man, that the Lord has blessed me with, man. And I'm grateful for those things. I'm grateful for you guys. I love you guys. You guys make my day. Amen. You guys are a blessing to my life. When I hear your stories and I see the joy that you guys walk in, man, I can't help but be blessed.
Yes, amen.
And so from me to you, I love you and I thank you for who you are. I thank you guys. And one more thing before I close and in a word of prayer. This is what God asks of us. That we rejoice at all times in him.
That's right.
Philippians 4:4, if you want to mark it down. And that we pray without ceasing. That we pray at all times. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And that we give thanks to him. The scripture that I opened up with this morning. This will become our spiritual duty once you've been filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Every head bow and every eye closed. Father in heaven, tonight, what a blessing it has been thus far this evening. Being able to share in the fellowship and then the food, the blessing that was prepared, Lord. What a blessing it's been. Lord, I pray right now that as I close out in prayer, that everyone would take a close examination of in their hearts right now of the things that they are so grateful for, Lord. That they can honestly say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you continue to do. And thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. Lord, you're the only one that is deserving of all glory, all praise, all honor. You and you alone. And so tonight, Lord, I know I can speak for everybody here that we're loved, that we love you, and we're ever so grateful.
Yes, God.
Amen. Thank you, God.
And Lord, I pray now for your blessing to be upon your people.
Yes, God.
These are your people, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Bless them. Help them.
Thank you, God.
Give them strength, Lord, when they're faced with times of struggles, times of disappointment, Lord. Give them that peace that only you can give. Give them that joy that only you can give. Give them that hope, Lord, that only you can give. And we'll be careful to give you our hearts with an attitude of gratitude. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you, and thank you for listening.